This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. In its very first set of decisions after shifting to Seva Teerth, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved PM Rahat Scheme, doubling of target of Lakhpati Didis to 6 crores, Agriculture Infrastructure Fund doubled to 2 lakh crore rupees, and Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a corpus of 10,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi signed important files relating to important decisions for farmers, women, youth and vulnerable citizens. Mr. Modi's first decisions from Seva Teerth reflect a spirit of seva and to touch every section of society. Under the PM Rahat scheme, accident victims will get cashless treatment of up to 1.5 lakh rupees, ensuring that no life is lost due to lack of immediate medical help. The government has crossed the landmark of 3 crore Lakhpati Didis, more than a year ahead of the original March 2027 timeline. The Prime Minister has now set a new ambitious target of 6 crore Lakhpati Didis by March 2029, doubling both scale and aspiration. Agriculture Infrastructure Fund doubled to 2 lakh crore rupees, aimed at strengthening India's entire agriculture value chain. The Prime Minister has approved the Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a corpus of 10,000 crore rupees for the next wave of innovation to power India's innovation ecosystem, especially in deep tech, early stage ideas, advanced manufacturing and breakthrough technologies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Bangladesh Nationalist Party Chairman Tariq Rehman and congratulated him on the remarkable victory in the Bangladesh elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he conveyed his best wishes and support in Mr. Rehman's endeavour to fulfil the aspirations of the people of Bangladesh. Prime Minister Modi said that as two close neighbours with deep-rooted historical and cultural ties, he reaffirmed India's continued commitment to the peace, progress and prosperity of people of both the nations. The first phase of the budget session concluded today. Both houses of parliament will reassemble for second phase on the 9th of next month after a three-week recess. The first part of the session had begun on the 28th of last month with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both houses. The second phase will continue till 2nd of April. In the Lok Sabha on the final day of the first phase of the session today, when the House met after the adjournment at 12 noon, several ministers laid papers related to their ministry on the table. After that, presiding officer Sandhya Ray adjourned the House for a recess to meet again next month. Earlier, soon after the lower house assembled for the day, presiding officer took up the questionnaire, during which Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda replied to a question on deaths linked to the consumption of codeine-based cough syrup. Mr. Nadda said no deaths have been reported due to the consumption of codeine-based cough syrup in the country. However, Mr. Nadda was unable to complete his response due to uproar by opposition. Members from the Congress, TMC and DMK, among others, trooped into the well of the House and started sloganeering. As the protests persisted, the House was adjourned till 12 noon. In the Rajya Sabha proceedings during both Zero Hour and Question Hour were conducted smoothly on the final day of the first phase of budget session today. Later, the upper house was adjourned for a recess to meet again next month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said the next course of action regarding the substantive motion moved by BJP MP Nishikant Dubey against leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi will be decided after consultations with the Speaker. Speaking to media, Mr. Rijiju said it will be determined whether the motion should be referred to the Privileges Committee or the Ethics Committee or brought directly before the House for discussion. Minister of Textiles Giriraj Singh criticized the opposition parties for spreading confusion among the people about the India-US deal. Talking to reporters outside Parliament, Mr. Singh said the Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal have clarified that there will be no tampering with the interests of the farmers. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Zimbabwe defeated Australia by 23 runs in the Group B clash in Colombo this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Group D match between Canada and United Arab Emirates is underway in Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.